I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:10. It is Monday morning. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Beautiful weather over the weekend. We're actually going to see the exact opposite.
Really? So much snow.
Fortunately today, tons of sunshine, but you probably had something over the weekend, something happened, you got a new pair of shoes, somebody got engaged, you bought tickets over the weekend that you saved money. I don't know what it might be, but we love kicking off the show with you. Did you have a best of the weekend?
I do. I actually, it's a two-in-one. I experienced two Cleveland restaurants that I've never been to before. Well, one is in Lakewood, it was Rude Food and Pie, and it was absolutely spectacular. You get pie you order pie. I had a banana cream pie that was just the most delightful, soft, fluffy, heaven to the mouth of life. It was really, really good. The menu is super unique.
Started to sound like you were describing me.
Soft and fluffy. Not soft and fluffy. Do you know they also had wild boar and elk on their menu?
Wild boar I had at the, I can't think of the taco place in Ohio City that's been there forever.
Mario?
No.
Oh, Ohio City.
In Ohio City.
Ohio like Burrito deep in
Ohio,
or like
Ohio City Burrito?
No. I will think of it. It was one of those where I was there for a meeting. I wasn't paying. I'm trying a nice wild boar. Did you try it?
I did not. I got the filet. It was a delight.
You
got
to go filet over wild boar.
I got filet and had a cauliflower puree. I had a beet salad. Oh, my gosh. Every little thing there was so, so good. And then yesterday, I did a girls' brunch at Brightside. You remember we talked to the owner when they renovated it. Boy, did they, have you been there, Stevie? It is beautiful inside. Again, the food was an absolute delight and just had a great time in Ohio City yesterday. So two really good new restaurants. Those were the best parts of my weekend.
Stevie Ray, what'd you do? What's the best part?
Probably Friday night I went to a karaoke bar for St. Patrick's Day.
What'd you sing? Taylor Swift, what song?
Oh, I didn't sing. I like to people watch.
It's a great
place to people watch.
Very good.
Is it in karaoke, there's not much gray area. It's either the person that thinks they should have been on American Idol and won it, usually a country song.
Oh, yeah.
There's
very
a lot
much.
Of those.
You know it's going down. Don't need the. Just go ahead and turn the screen off. I don't need the lyrics. Oh, she's bringing it.
You are a karaoke bragger.
Or he. And then there's the other ones that literally overserved, ready to go, think that they can sing Queen.
Those are the fun ones.
They are the best.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
I hate when they get up there and they take it so serious. Like, there's a time for that, but St. Patrick's Day Friday night is not the time for
not
serious.
The time. What about you, Tim? Best of the weekend?
I was like busy this weekend, but we went to gymnastics and it was close because it was in North Ridgeville, which is right next to Mentor. So that was a good time.
20 minutes away.
That's a long 20 minutes away. I went there, went to like a little tavern to eat and stuff. So that was cool for best of the weekend. Mimocho is what I was thinking of.
Oh, Mimocho.
I'm half paying attention to you as I am Googling. Why do I not know the place that I've been
say,
to 30 times?
I Mimocho. Didn't remember how it was exactly
with
said.
With the guac dippy dude. Like, is there a better
guac?
I don't know if you see. I know you hit it on the three things you need to know. There's a water main break in downtown. We're downtown. We talk about it. We cover Cleveland, right? And I mentioned years ago, I felt like, and maybe because the weather, it hasn't been super horrible. I mean, the last couple of days, you get some snow, whatever, that's fine. But I'm not going to mention it. I've already got enough emails about why did you mention snow and then the last.
And then look at what happened.
I know.
Jinxer.
But, you know, normally when there's crazy frigid temperatures, you know, you see the water main breaks.
Of course.
And they're all, you know, whatever. I'm assuming it's an older system, you know, clearly, and that type of thing, and water main breaks and, you know, that type of thing. And I even said years ago, I thought to myself, you imagine if it was a drinking game every time you had a water main break, you would be hammered before nine.
That's a lot.
So, and I feel like knock on wood, that I haven't particularly noticed a lot of those, and maybe because it hasn't been the zero, negative five, negative 10, like I know what I'm talking about. I don't. But when we get them, we get them. I didn't drive past this morning just because it didn't, you know, you're heading into work and it's early and you're just getting to work. But from what I could tell on the video, the hole apparently goes from here to, I don't know if it's Australia or,
I know.
Doesn't it look crazy?
Gigantic.
It's massive. So it's on Ontario and St. Clair. So not a city block from us.
Not a city block.
But essentially down the road. I mean, we're in the Halley Building. We're in the kind of the southeast. We're in the Playhouse Square District, if you don't know where the Halley Building's at. And this clearly not. This is, you know, northwest of us, but still downtown.
And they have traffic going in one lane each direction. So it's, I mean, they're definitely going to be redirecting you this morning. And there's parking restrictions in the area. And it is a giant hole.
And I understand it's your job. I get that. But as they're showing the video yesterday of, you know, fixing the water main break, and I don't know if it's smoke coming out of it or if it was water coming out, whatever it was, I watched probably 30 seconds of this video. And whoever is working on the water main break, and we appreciate what they do, and it's freezing cold weather, and you were amazing. You're braver than I. I'm not getting close to the sinkhole edge.
No kidding.
They're just looking down and dangling in and just kind of, I mean, once again, I understand it's your job. I'm just thinking, if concrete broke away,
yeah.
I'm not standing on the edge.
I know. It can just crackle right in there. It already did.
I mean, I understand. I don't know. I commend them. They are brave. They are freezing. They're fixing our city. And for Jed and I's sake, we just don't stand too close to the edge.
Please, take a few steps back.
Just got to step back. We're all doing a bajillion things, except for men are this week. We're on spring break. You don't have spring break for a month.
No, it's not till the week of Easter. Like, Easter is the beginning of it, and we go the whole week after.
If you're on spring break, you're probably not awake now. But spring break kicked off on Friday, and then all next week.
I was with my girlfriend Annie yesterday. They live in Hudson, and theirs starts Friday. Yeah, fancy.
Oh.
Very fancy.
I'm not comparing Manor to Hudson. Anything. Maybe Bay. What's Hudson-esque? Solon, Hudson, Bay. Is that the trifecta?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that the trifecta? I mean, you've got the Gates Mills. You have the other ones that, I mean, it's just in a different stratosphere where owners of teams.
Right,
live there. Westlake there.
I don't know. Hudson is fancy. I mean, Annie is, she's fancy, Annie.
Rank them 3, 2, 1. Hudson, Bay Village, Solon. Just those three. What's the fanciest of the three?
I have not spent enough time in each of them to give them a fair ranking.
This is a fun game.
Oh, we're just going to do it for fun. I would think, are you going Bay over those?
Oh, I'm just going to start listing them again.
I was going to say Hudson. But then I think Solon has how many times been number one, like on the schools list and on the Cleveland Magazine best suburb list. Maybe it's Solon.
Oh, you're doing the cume score of the three. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if
I haven't spent a lot of time in each of those cities,
okay.
I would have to use some type of statistic.
Okay. All right.
You know I like a nice stat.
You're very stat aware.
Very
and this
stat
makes
aware.
Sense. Bay, Solon, Hudson.
Which one are you picking
I'm
as
just
number
writing
one?
It down.
Which one do you think is number one?
I'm too wimpy to pick. I need somebody else to. It's not like you picked either.
I kind of picked.
You didn't. I need to do more research, and I need to see who the founding fathers are of each three cities.
That would help. That would help.
So, for a round of Acacia Mist, we're bringing in Stevie Ray into the studio. Lots of things happening over the weekend.
Well, the big thing was Taylor Swift kicked off the Eras Tour in Glendale, Arizona on Friday, and she broke the record for most attended female concert in U.S. history with just over 69,000 people. It was previously held by Madonna with a record of 63,000 people. I know Jen was obsessed. All the videos.
I was obsessed. The minute, and you and I were just talking off the air, the minute I woke up Saturday, immediately wanted to see what her set list was. And the reason we talk about this is, I mean, a lot of people are Taylor Swift fans. Some people aren't. But this is one of those things you're going to hear everybody talking about. And they're going to be talking about it for months because this tour goes, 52 dates, something like that.
Yes.
Well, and to break that record is massive. If nothing else, knowing that Madonna held the record and that she broke the record, once again, amazing.
So some of the epic things of the night. Stevie, how many songs did she perform?
44.
44 songs performed for over 3 hours.
Exceeded my expectations.
Stevie and I filled out our own personal brackets on Friday trying to choose songs, saying like, oh, how's she going to cover all these eras? And I think you and I both agreed Friday. We're like, oh, she's going to do medleys. She's going to do medleys from each era. We're going to get
I thought like all the big popular songs
of
she
course.
Would mix up together. Nope. Full songs, and she did All Too Well for 10 minutes.
The 10-minute version. And if you watch all these people that attended the show, they say, if you want to buy merch at the Taylor Swift show, and you're willing to give up a little bit of the song All Too Well, the merch lines are like absolutely nothing because everybody wants to watch her perform that song.
If you try to get before, you'll be waiting 3 hours, they said.
How much does she make just off of merch? We were talking about
that. Oh, my gosh.
Just if you take ticket, if you take everything out of it and it's just merch, and let's say that it all goes to her. I'm making this up for just this break. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, the lines for the merch. Like we've all been to concerts that are popular. Not maybe T-Swift popular. And the price point, because they're usually inexpensive for a...
People are showing up at...
$70 hoodie.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not like the design is epic. I mean, just you're there.
It's like
you love her, you got to get it.
On everything. Yeah. Blanket, tote, hoodie, crew neck, same design.
I like it. Go with it. Stamp, but whatever.
She is singing two surprise songs each show, and Christian Louboutin is dressing her. If you looked at the outfits... The shoes all have that red bottom on the arm.
I can't believe she changed outfits for both nights. How many outfits is she going to go through?
The second night, and it was, so what I noticed, again, because you and I think both watched a lot of videos over the weekend, a lot of the same outfits, but in different colors, or like of the same
theme.
But she is going to, as she has proven already, doing two nights in Glendale, Arizona, make it as different as she can for each audience.
The set list different or no set
no, no,
list
no.
different? Because we were talking about that earlier. Where I was hoping, I'm just thinking to myself, well, if I've got all these songs and I can play them in any order I want, and I've got, like I said, 44 songs, I'm going to mix it up. But I was wrong.
As of right now, only one surprise song that'll change. But
two surprise songs each night. At least that's what I saw. Two surprise songs and that were each different each night at the, at least this is according to Billboard.com.
But everything else stays the same. So basically the same set list. And as of now, who knows?
Who do you think watched more about her original Arizona concert as it kicked off just a couple days ago? Jen or you?
Probably Jen.
I think I did. And I'm embarrassed to tell you what else I did. I don't even know that I want to tell you what I did.
Tell us, because now I got to know. Tell us what you did.
I don't know.
We got to hear it.
I feel like I'm like a teenager that I did this. So after I woke up Saturday morning, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour kicked off Friday night, Glendale, Arizona. Immediately, the first thing I did was looked up the set list. I wanted to know every song she played. I wanted to know if I knew all the songs. I want to know because I am going with three of my BFFs in June to see the show in Pittsburgh. So immediately, I went and I made a playlist of the entire show.
You put in all that work when people already did it. You could have just followed.
I could have just followed somebody's. Oh, well, I made my own. I made my own. I don't know. I was up early, Stevie. I was up early Saturday. And then, of course, I sent it to my friends and said, get moving on this. You
better
know.
The order of her set list?
Did you make it
in order? Yeah. I made it in order. But I didn't know which two songs were the surprise songs. So I have from the first night, what we think it might have been Tim McGraw and
Mirrorball.
Yeah, so those are on my list.
Too.
And then I listened through, and you know what? I became a Taylor Swift fan in the 1989 era of Taylor Swift. So I know the radio hits from before then, like You Belong With Me and all, you know, stuff like that, Teardrops on My Guitar. But there are some songs in there. I don't like Enchanted. I think people love. I don't know
Enchanted
that song.
Is so good. How you got to know that?
Well,
one.
That's why I made
that's
my playlist.
That's one that you catch up on. Like I became a Taylor fan during Reputation era, and so I went back. In 1989 is one of my favorites, and
that's
Enchanted.
So now that's what I have
and
to do.
You have to memorize that song for to be able to enjoy it at the concert.
Exactly. I want to know every single word so that I can scream when I'm there.
What show are you going to, Stevie Ray?
I'm going to Cincinnati.
You are going to Cincinnati. When is that?
July.
Yeah, I was in the summer.
Yeah, okay. I gotta wait.
Ugh.
Same. I'm like June 16th, 24th, like, something like that.
Right. Having to wait 4 months, cruel.
It is.
And then Jen's even going to be worse. So my birthday is May 29th. Her birthday is June 8th. So for that 10 days, I'm older than her. It's the worst. I try
it's
to take the time
awesome.
Off. Just because. So imagine Jen going to the show 4 to 6 weeks before you. And here, I mean, you're because you will be so super excited. I mean,
annoyed with me.
She's going to wear her merch every day. She'll wash it, wear it again every day prior to you going to the show. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
I'm not even getting merch, so.
So, you're not? No. You'll get merch.
I'm not waiting in that line.
I'm not.
I'll pre-order it. I do want a fringe jacket now that, like, Taylor wears on the stage. I'm like, I'm getting excessive. First of all, I'm old to be going to the show wearing a fringe jacket, but I'm not sure I care. I think I want a fringe jacket and sequin shorts.
Please.
Too much?
No.
Too much?
I think that's perfect.
Thanks, Stevie.
The outfits are great.
I mean, they really are. There's a lot you can do with this.
I'm just throwing it out there, Stevie. Mid-June to July.
I want her to be prepared. By the way, Stevie was the first person I texted Saturday morning.
I did wake up to, like, TikTok sent from Jen. I was like, yes.
We got a message from Shannon. You can always get into the show through any social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. You can email. Shannon sent this message to Facebook in particular on the Jen and Tim Show page. She says, Jen, I just have to tell you, I too felt like a teenager.
I too.
After spending all day yesterday watching video after video of the Taylor Swift show. Don't feel bad because I'm about to be 43 and I'm obsessed. Every outfit, the visuals, her diving into the stage, which, by the way, if you have not seen that, it is so cool. She dives into this stage and then it turns into a video and you see her swim all the way across the stage. It is really amazing.
We should do that to end our show.
We should dive into it.
Probably.
I don't know.
Kind of rip something.
Feels unsafe.
Something would happen. I don't know. That was amazing.
She did say, you guys are awesome. My son and I listen every morning on the way to school. So we don't take that for granted, Shannon. Thank you so much. We're grateful that you listened to the show. And I said to her, I wrote her a message back and I said, you know what? It is really fun to be this excited about an artist. And I think maybe Lady Gaga was the last time I was pretty excited about an artist and really wanted to do a deep dive and know all the music. And that's what I did when I was a teenager.
Well, you, like, traveled for that too, right?
I went to St. Louis to see Lady Gaga back in the day. And this one, I can't wait.
Adele?
You know, I was excited for Adele, but it's not like this level for Adele. This Taylor Swift, I could.
What if Adele dove into the stage and swam?
Well, that might have made
it.
Adele did a spectacular show, but I was not like deep diving on Adele. Taylor Swift, she makes it interesting. I mean, she has Easter eggs and there's so many Swifties that have theories and thoughts and videos and pictures and this and that. And it's very, very fun to watch.
Yeah. And of course we talk about that as the tour kicked off. A lot of people, we knew the drama with the tickets, going to different, you know, city. It's been a whole thing. So thank you so much for reaching out. Well, if it's free ice cream, we're going to talk about it.
Free cone day at Dairy Queen. You go today, you get a free vanilla cone with the iconic curl you crave. 100% free.
Hashtag curl you crave. So that's great.
What happened? I'm dying to know. You said you went to Dairy Queen, something happened.
Well, it's totally separate. So there you go. Free cone day. Maybe the kiddos are on spring break. We're on spring break this week, but you're not on spring break
until the week after Easter. Okay. Right.
So Manor is. So there you go. You're always looking for something fun to do with the kids on spring break or whenever. So there you go. Free cone. So I stopped past Dairy Queen over the weekend. Izzy was going to a birthday party. One of her BFFs, Corey, it was her birthday. We went to Dairy Queen. She said she wanted a Dairy Queen gift card for her birthday. Great. Let's stop by. Ooh. What's that on the menu, sir?
What?
The, I just want to get it right. The churro dipped cone. You see this? It's newer.
The churro dipped cone. I think I saw it when I picked up Max's birthday cake, but I didn't spend time with it. Please explain to me what's happening.
Hello, kind sir. being the guy that I am, concerned about my coworker and her knowledge of ice cream. What is this churro dipped cone situation? What does that taste like? I had a feeling I knew the answer, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm getting excited. Is it like a cinnamon sugar?
It is. Well, sir, dude, to me, it tastes like a snickerdoodle. And I was like,
what?
Uh-oh!
OMG.
I have to tell Jen immediately, I'm good with snickerdoodle. I like that. I'm more like chocolatey, whatever. But this, apparently, if you've had this, 216-343-1021, churro dipped cone. He said, very nice young man at the Dairy Queen. Very nice young man. Said it tastes like a snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle, best cookie of life. Ice cream, best treat of life. So to have a snickerdoodle type dipped cone. Now wait, you got to go vanilla dipped on that. You have to vanilla dip. I don't think you can do a chocolate dipped snickerdoodle. Or churro.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I mean, you could, but you're right.
First one, vanilla. You got to go vanilla.
Right?
And I'm not a vanilla cone girl.
No, so there you go.
But I'm going to try it now.
So that's just a separate thing as opposed to free cone day, which is today. So
free vanilla cone. You know, you just show up and order.
Happy spring.
Today, the first day of spring, which means the spring equinox, which means we get more daylight every single day until the summer solstice in June.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.